Goodbye Christmas shopping. Hello Christmas.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. If you celebrate Christmas, this is a day for opening gifts, not buying them. But for America's retailers, there's always tomorrow. Marketplace's Jill Barchet has our story.
Usually retailers wait until after Christmas to promote post-holiday sales. Dana Telsey says they started early this year. She tracks the retail sector at Telsey Advisory Group.
Yes, we're even seeing some of the post-Christmas promotions being called out as early as this week.
JCPenney's opening at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Walmart says discounts on some products will be deeper than they were before the holidays. But retailers kept low inventories this recession year. Karen McDonald is a spokesperson for Taubman, a mall owner. She says many stores ran out of items and customers had to buy gift cards yesterday.
Some of the stores are already introducing spring merchandise and resort wear onto the floors this week because they just don't have a lot of the winter merchandise left over.
She says shoppers in those stores may find 70% off stickers are a remnant of post-Christmas past. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers such as they are. Stock markets are closed for Christmas in the U.S. and Europe today. Asian markets were mixed earlier in the day. Yesterday, the Dow gained 53 points. It closed at 10,520. Today, the NBA champions, L.A. Lakers, play the Cleveland Cavaliers, which means a Kobe Bryant-LeBron James showdown. Last season, companies designed entire ad campaigns around the idea of these two stars meeting in the NBA Finals. Now, that didn't happen, but it hasn't stopped one company from marketing the rivalry again. Marketplace's Nancy Fargali reports.
Last season before the NBA Finals, Nike rolled out a series of ads with Kobe and LeBron as puppets. Paul Swangard teaches sports marketing at the University of Oregon.
There was an effort, I think, in the ad campaign to present the possibility of this dream matchup that I don't think just Nike wanted to see.
The thing about dreams, sometimes they don't come true. LeBron's Cavaliers lost before they reached the finals, but another season, another shot at redemption, at least ad-wise. The puppets are back.
Now, come on, man, that's a flip-flop. It's the Nike Air Max LeBron 7. Featuring the first ever 360.
Swangard says Nike is fighting for market share in this down economy. Sales have declined, and the company cut nearly 5% of its workforce this year. The marketing budget is also smaller. Swangard says that means building on ads that consumers already recognize.
Nike's pretty good about refreshing things on a pretty regular basis, but the chance, certainly in this year as well, to have that dream matchup occur, you know, gives us the thought that, you know, why not give it another try and see if we can, extract some more value out of a campaign we've invested a lot of money in.
Plus, he says this time Nike isn't waiting for the playoffs to roll out the ads. I'm Nancy Fargali for Marketplace.
This is Marketplace for Christmas, December 25th, at marketplace.org. St. Louis has a big idea. It wants to take its underutilized airport and make it a hub for goods coming from China. City and state leaders have already put $1 billion into this plan, and if it pans out, it could give the city something it hasn't had in decades, a stake in the global economy. St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports.
St. Louis's Lambert Airport opened a new runway in 2006. Unfortunately, the airport failed to predict huge cutbacks by its main carrier, American Airlines. The upshot? A $1.1 billion slab of concrete that's only in use 15% of the time. That runway is the ace in the hole regional business leaders are hoping will persuade Chinese exporters to route goods through St. Louis instead of, say, Chicago or Atlanta.
I think it would be a game changer for St. Louis. It would put us back in global commerce in a big way.
Mike Jones is a chairman of a group of local politicians and business leaders trying to shepherd the deal. Central to their pitch, he says, is the fact that during a recession, everyone's looking to cut shipping costs. And St. Louis sits smack in the middle of the country.
And as people start to figure out where they're going to go next as the economy grows, this is our opportunity to have those conversations.
Bringing products in, however, is only part of the equation. Any planes landing in St. Louis need to be filled with goods heading back to China. Rex Ricketts of the Center for Beef Excellence says there are two Midwest products the Chinese really want.
Pork and the other one is beef. And that's really good news for Missouri.
In an effort to seal the deal, St. Louis has hired the air freight equivalent of a rock star. Gunter Rohrmann is a former executive at DHL and leading freight expert. Rohrmann's getting close to $1 million to negotiate with the Chinese. If he's successful, it could be the biggest boost for the region since they built a bridge over the Mississippi. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
How have you cut back in this recession? Fewer Christmas gifts? Eating at home more? A resort in San Diego tried to get in on the new frugality with mixed results, as Marketplace's Cash Peters tells us.
You see the trouble Twitter can get you into? For a lark, John Gates, general manager of the Rancho Bernardo Inn, thought he'd try to attract more business to his lovely four-star resort near San Diego with a simple tweeted offer for a bargain room.
I said it's $219 with breakfast. No one tweeted back. Okay, $209 without breakfast. And I kept going down, all right, no towels in the room, $189. And I got down to about $59, $39 if memory serves. And finally I said, okay, nothing in the room, no bed, you sleep on the floor. And a lot of people said, we'll do it.
But let's make it sound way less horrifying by giving it a special name.
It's urban camping, camping on carpet.
Yes, bright sounding PR person, that's exactly what it is. Camping indoors. What could be more fun than that? Well, everything, it turns out. Mary Anderson is their marketing whiz.
The $19 is no electricity, no TV, no sheets, toilet paper, toiletries. So
it's like a Dickensian orphanage, actually, is what it is now.
Not really. No, not really.
Yes, it is. But hey, in a faltering economy, you do what you can. Brian Sciuto is a former guest. He owns a bank, yet he's also incredibly cheap, I'm guessing, because he slept in a tent, too.
For $19, I figured I'd give it a shot, and you know, if it didn't work, I was out $19. If it worked, I found a really cool place that I could refer all my friends.
And did it work? No.
Basically, it's the Vegas principle. Get people into your hotel at all costs. And once they're there, well, they have to eat and drink, right? And be entertained. That's how you make your money.
I spent a fair amount of money on alcohol at the pool. I spent a fair amount of money for dinner. And I spent, you know, quite a bit of money at breakfast. So, you know, the fact that I got here and didn't spend any money on the room wasn't the point.
Exactly. Anyway, after a hard day's relaxing, it's back to your room, and then it hits you. You're sleeping in a tent. One thing to note here, if you do choose a novelty package like this, be sure to read the small print. See what you're getting yourself into. That way you don't end up walking into a wall in the dark.
Ow!
Or suffocating in a hot, stifling enclosed space.
There's no window in here.
Honestly, it's shocking how much comfort people are willing to give up just to get a good deal. Lindsay Coop again.
No one has changed their mind. A couple people have forgot the toilet paper and they've paid for toilet paper at the front desk.
But people could survive, you think, if they had to?
Of course, that's the whole thing, the survivor package.
That's right, and I did survive. Well, you know, almost. In San Diego, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
When we talk about this year gone by, we'll talk about unemployment and bailouts and Wall Street and bonuses. Our next guest has a unique perspective on it all. Harvard business professor Nancy Kane has compiled a book called The Story of American Business. It's a selection of New York Times business stories and editorials from the last 150 years. Professor Kane, good morning.
Good morning.
When you read 150 years of business news, what perspective does that give you about this recession?
I think we learn that this is not the first time. We've been confused and uncertain and a little bit lost in terms of what's going to happen with our economy.
We've been thinking about corporate responsibility with the bailouts and the bonuses. You have a piece from 1905 about the annual report from the National Biscuit Company, later Nabisco. The company says Americans' welfare depends on corporations following the same rules of conduct that they apply in their private lives. And the language is very high-minded in that turn-of-the-century way. But do you think corporate responsibility is any different today than it was through our history?
Yes, I do. I think we have I think it's different in that we have a much more interdependent and much more global system of business. I think we're acting in corporations and in the workplace faster. And with less information. And I think there's an amazing amount of cynicism out there that's coloring corporate response to their roles in society.
Well, speaking of cynicism, Professor, a lot of people could spend a great deal of time researching our failures of the past, among other things, and feel deflated by it. You sound pretty optimistic by your trip through history.
I have great faith in the American people. And I have great faith in our call for leadership, and I have great faith that business leaders and some government leaders and mostly the American public is going to take back the financial and moral knight of social responsibility and business's role in society.
Harvard Business School Professor Nancy Cain is author of The Story of American Business. Thank you for being with us.
Real pleasure, Bill.
Now, in case you've missed any of this week's business news, here it is in 60 seconds. We've been talking for weeks about holiday shopping. Now that it's Christmas, I hope we'll be stopping. When you go to Nordstrom or Walmart or Zales, it's a personal gift. It's not holiday sales. Let's savor the spirit, the singing, the bon ami. Have a good Christmas. Forget the economy. Having said that, here's the week's business news. Healthcare reform's getting muddled reviews. The Senate has finally okayed a bill. Will it be law? Yeah, it probably will. Congress has raised the so-called debt ceiling, and not for the last time, I have a feeling. Citigroup might have been hacked by the Russians. The selling of Saab is still in discussions. The Volvo sale is proceeding so far, which means I'll be driving a Chinese car. We found out the Fannie and Freddie execs could make $6 million both this year and next, and you're the one paying them. Not a bad living. That's what they mean by the season for giving. Enjoy all the eggnog, the gifts, and the tree, and we'll see you at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report. Join us online. You know, our Scratchpad blogger, Scott Jagow, did some inspired Christmas versing himself. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.